Thousands of people, bishops, priests, deacons, religious men and women, and lay faithful gathered in St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City on Saturday morning to hear and celebrate Holy Mass with Pope Benedict XVI. The liturgy was a special votive Mass for the Universal Church on the third anniversary of Pope Benedict's election to the See of Peter. The Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Edward Egan, greeted the Holy Father at the beginning of the Mass, thanking him for his presence on behalf of the whole Church in New York, which, as Cardinal Egan noted, is one of the most diverse in all the world.
Most Holy Father, the cornerstone of this historic edifice was laid on August 15, 1858, by His Excellency the Most Reverend John Joseph Hughes, the first Archbishop of New York. Since then, St. Patrick's Cathedral has been the spiritual center of Catholic life and worship for the people of God of the Archdiocese of New York, and a beloved house of prayer for not only Catholics across the nation, but also for visitors of all faiths, races, and cultures from every corner of the globe. It was built with the pennies of the poor, and serves as the cathedral church of what must be one of the most diverse communities of faith in all the world. We are bishops, priests, deacons, and men and women in consecrated life of Greater New York and all 195 dioceses and archdioceses of this beloved nation, called by the divine Savior to announce and live the gospel, to guide the faithful in justice and charity, and to lead them in prayer. We count ourselves truly blessed to be here with you, our Supreme Shepherd.
The first reading was from the Acts of the Apostles and told the story of the Pentecost, when the Spirit descended upon the apostles, and they spoke to all the nations of God's wonders, and all the nations heard them in their native tongues. In his homily, Pope Benedict remembered the great history of the Church in New York, and prayed for a new Pentecost.
Yes, as we are in this historic cathedral, how can we not think of the countless men and women who have gone before us, who labored for the growth of the Church in the United States and left us a lasting legacy of faith and good works? In today's first reading, we saw how in the power of the Holy Spirit, the apostles went forth from the upper room to proclaim God's mighty works to people of every nation and tongue. In this country, the Church's mission has always involved drawing people from every nation under heaven into spiritual unity and enriching the body of Christ as a variety of their gifts. As we give thanks for these past blessings and look to the challenges of the future, let us implore from God the grace of a new Pentecost for the Church in America. May tongues of fire, combining burning love of God and neighbor with zeal for the spread of Christ's kingdom, descend on us all present.
Pope Benedict went on to express his happiness at being in St. Patrick's Cathedral and recalled how Archbishop Hughes, who laid the cornerstone, wanted the cathedral to remind the young church in America of the great spiritual tradition to which it was heir, and to inspire it to bring the best of that heritage to the building up of Christ's body in the land.
We can only move forward if we turn our gaze together to Christ in the light of faith. We will then discover the wisdom and strength need to open ourselves to a point of view which may not necessarily conform to our own ideas or assumptions. Thus, we can value the perspectives of others, be they younger or older than ourselves, and ultimately hear what the Spirit is saying to us and to the Church. In this way, we will move together towards the true spiritual renewal desired by the Council, a renewal which can only strengthen the Church in that holiness and unity indispensable for the effective proclamation of the Gospel in today's world.
Pope Benedict also addressed once again the scandal of sexual abuse that has caused so much suffering.
I have already had occasion to speak of this and of the resulting damage to the community of the faithful. Here, I simply wish to assure you, dear priests and leeches, of my spiritual closeness as you strive to respond with Christian hope to the continuing challenges that the situation presents. I join you in praying that this will be a time of purification for each and every particular church and religious community, and a time for healing. And I also encourage you to cooperate with your bishops, who continue to work effectively to resolve this issue. May our Lord Jesus Christ grant the Church in America a renewed sense of unity and purpose, us all, bishops, clergy, religious and laity, may forward in hope, in love for truth, and for one another.
The Holy Father invited all the gathered faithful, priests, bishops, and religious, to lift their gaze upward, and with great humility and confidence, ask the Spirit to enable them each day to grow in the holiness that will make them living stones in the temple, which He is even now raising up in the midst of our world. If we are to be true forces of unity, said Pope Benedict, let us be the first to seek inner reconciliation through penance. Let us forgive the wrongs we have suffered and put aside all anger and contention. Let us be the first to demonstrate the humility and purity of heart which are required to approach the splendor of God's truth. In fidelity to the deposit of faith entrusted to the apostles, said Pope Benedict, let us be joyful witnesses of the transforming power of the gospel.
Dear brothers and sisters, in the finest traditions of the Church in this country, may you also be the first friend of the poor, the homeless, the stranger, the sick, and all who suffer. As a beacon of hope, casting the light of Christ upon the world, and encouraging young people to discover the beauty of life given completely to the Lord and His Church. I make this plea in a particular way to the many seminarians and young religious present. All of you have a special part, place in my heart. Never forget that you are called to carry on with all enthusiasm and joy that the Spirit has given you, a work that others have begun, a legacy that one day you too will have to pass to a new generation. Work generously and joyfully, for he whom you serve is the Lord.
At the end of Mass, the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, thanked the Holy Father for his 3 years of service to the whole Church as teacher and pastor, and wished him many more returns.
Le manifestamos con grande alegría nuestro amor filial, nuestra completa fidelidad y nuestros mejores deseos. Ad multos annos.
After thunderous applause, a visibly moved Pope Benedict rose to thank those present for their prayerful best wishes.
In this moment, I can only thank grace for your love of the Church, for the love of our Lord, and that you give your love also to the poor successor of St. Peter. I will do all the possible to be a real successor of the grand St. Peter, who also was a man with his faults and sins, but he remains finally the rock for the Church. And so also I, with all my poorness, spiritual, can be, with the grace of the Lord, in this time the successor of Peter. And these are prayers, your love, who give me the certainty that the Lord will help me in this my ministry. So I am so deeply thankful for your love, for your prayer, and my answer in this moment to all what you have given to me in this moment, in this visit, is my blessing.
After the Holy Father gave his blessing and the deacon intoned the dismissal, the choir and the congregation erupted in song, singing in English and German, the great hymn so much beloved in the Holy Father's native Bavaria and equally dear to the people of God in the United States. Holy God, we praise thy name. I'm Chris Oldhearer.